Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Welcome everyone here tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, I am aware that there is scarcity and situation in town of fuel, but we have all come. I believe our lives will never remain the same. Do we have connection so that people in other places can connect? All right. I'm going to go straight to the point tonight and preach a message that I have titled Walking in Supernatural Financial Overflow. Walking in Supernatural Financial Overflow. Our objective tonight is to understand the way of financial overflow. Before going forward, I want to identify three decisions that every man or woman need to make in order to reach a realm in life that is beyond your imagination. Three decisions everybody need to make so you can reach somewhere in life that blows your mind. Number one is the decision to seek God and live for God above anything else. You seek God. You live for God above anything else. Matthew 6:33, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Making up your mind that nothing in this world comes between you and God, and nothing in this world is more important to you than God. Not money, not power, not position, no relationship. If you make this decision and you live by this decision, God will bring you to a point that blows your imagination. It's the decision. Number two, it is the decision to make a difference in your generation. The decision to make a definite difference in your generation. Paul the Apostle in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 all the way to verse 14. He said he made up his mind that he must reach the goal, the target. A definite, that is, the decision not to leave your generation the way you met it. The decision not to be another person who just existed. The decision not to just be among the number, not to be someone who is just counted. That this my one life must matter to my generation. Spiritually, financially. The summary of it is the decision for your presence on earth to be felt, so that your absence can be noticed. Your presence on earth is felt. Your presence in the church is felt. Your presence in the community, in the society is felt. Your absence is noticed. There are people in churches, ministries, in organizations, they may have little substance, but nothing is felt. If they are there, nobody is aware. If they are not there, nobody is aware. It's a waste of life. In their community, if they are there, nobody is aware. If they are not there, nobody is aware. Waste of life. The third decision is the decision to give life all it takes until you get all that it contains. You give it all it takes. You want to make a difference, and you are going to give it all it takes. All it takes legitimately. All it takes genuinely. David expressed it in Psalm 132. I will not give sleep to my eye or slumber to my eyelid until I find out a place for God. Verse 1 all the way to verse 5. All it takes. Paul the Apostle said, it is not as if I have already attained, nor am I already perfect, but I seek after, if I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. All it takes. So, anything I need to know, I will make sure I know. Anything God wants me to do, I am going to do it. Until that undeniable difference that I trust God to make in my generation is made. Anything it takes. Whatever I need to give it. Whatever I need to study. Whatever prayer I need to pray. Whatever instruction I need to receive from God. When these three decisions are made, and the decisions are enforced, you come to the point in your life where you become a shock to yourself. Having said that, we're going to move into the subject of the day. And that is walking in supernatural financial overflow. Scriptures made it clear that the realm of the overflow is the realm of God's people. Psalm 23, verse 1. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. That is the overflow. The overflow. The overflow. My cup runneth over. I am in a realm where what is flowing for me is overflowing. Is the overflow. My cup runneth over. Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20 communicates again the overflow agenda of God for his people. He said, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. That is overflow, beyond imagination, beyond expectation. Exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine, according to the power that worketh in us. Exceeding abundantly above. Exceeding abundantly above. Exceeding abundantly above. That is the overflow realm. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and in, all right, before then, First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So, the things that eye have not seen, that is beyond imagination. Beyond all expectation. Beyond all calculation. That it is overflowed your calculations. That is what the Bible makes it clear. And then finally, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and in verse 6 to 8. But this I say, he who soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he who soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. He said, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. That's overflow. That you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may overflow unto every good work. That is why in a realm where there is nothing good you want to do, that you don't have what it takes to do it. All sufficiency, you abound unto every good work. Do you know what it means? Church needs two buses, you bought four. Only you bought it. Do you understand? You may abound unto every good work. You need 50 million to organize this crusade or that crusade. Have 70. You may abound unto all good work. That is our realm. And somebody is getting there. If you are that person, say aloud, amen. Please, I'd like you to open your ears very, very carefully and listen to the instructions that God will be giving us today. So, what do I do to step into the overflow? What are the scriptural guidelines that can step me into the overflow? Number one, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What is the meaning? Love God passionately above every love you have. Above every love. Love for wife, love for husband, love for children, love for money, love for cloth, love for anything else pale in comparison with your love for God. What does it mean? Make God and his kingdom the preeminent priority of your life. The preeminent priority of your life. God and his kingdom. God and his kingdom. And here I'm not talking of just church attendance. God and his kingdom. That is, you are that child of God that no business engagement can clash with your kingdom commitment. No business engagement. No business engagement. You are that child of God who is an usher today and remains an usher as a billionaire. You have 10 figure jobs, 11 figure, 12. You have tracks doing marketplace evangelism. You have the primitive megaphone. That is, there is no status that is status enough to collapse your spirituality. This is why many people don't reach where God wants them to reach. They become too big and begin to look for executive seats in church. It's a waste of life. They get angry if they are not recognized. No, sir. You will never come to the point where your prosperity swallows up your spirituality. Made up your mind. That your prosperity will never collapse your spirituality. Your status will never drown your stewardship. Please, I beg you, refuse to be an executive billionaire Christian, multimillionaire Christian. Remain a dedicated, committed church worker, dutiful child of God. When those who knew you in the days when there was nothing will see, confirm that nothing has changed, except that so much money has come, which still has not changed your character. Seek first the kingdom of God. Remain that baby of God, that worker in the house. Number two, walk perpetually in the covenant. The covenant of supernatural supplies. The covenant of sowing and reaping. Genesis 8:22. The Bible says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 30. He said, 27:30. He said, and all the fight of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto God. Hebrews chapter 7 and in verse 7 and verse 8. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here, in the old covenant, here on earth, men that die, that's mortal men, receive tithes. But there, he received them. He received them. Receiveth is present continuous. He received, he is receiving. He will receive. He received them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. I didn't say walk in the covenant. I say walk in the covenant perpetually. Because people who do good things occasionally are plenty. People who do the right things perpetually are scarce. I can tell you, it is not what you do occasionally that impacts your destiny. It is what you do perpetually. If anybody is struggling with giving to God, struggling with tithing, struggling with offering, maybe you are in the wrong meeting. I think so. That was Abraham's secret. It's also the secret of the covenant fathers. One of the young men that came and talked to us some time ago in this forum, he said it's better for God to cheat him than for him to cheat God. He will never calculate tithe before God. You don't struggle. And listen, beloved, if you have decided to walk in the covenant, I'm going to say something to you today and you'll not forget it. Once you decide to walk in the covenant, do it persistently, tenaciously, because situations will come to make you not to do. Do it persistently, tenaciously, relentlessly, and steadfastly, persistently. Tenaciously, like a fight, relentlessly, and steadfastly. And listen to this. Persistently, tenaciously, relentlessly, steadfastly. And when results begin, they continue ceaselessly. I give. I haven't seen results yet. I can tell you from a practitioner's point of view, from what I know, the tithe in this church tithes. This church tithes. This pastor individually tithes. I tithe. Tithing for 36 years. From 86 to now, it's how many years? 38 years. 38 years. On the journey, there may be times, well, is this thing working? When the results begin, they continue ceaselessly. Ceaseless. Results that don't know economy, that doesn't know weather. Many people break their cycle by unfaithfulness. It's continued for a while. Oh, the condition is so bad. It stops and then everything scatters. It starts afresh. It goes on for a while and breaks the cycle. Practice of the covenant. Walk in the covenant. Number three. Think large kingdom thoughts. You want to step into the overflow. Think large kingdom thoughts. Think beyond survival. Because the Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 told us, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. He moves us into the realm of the overflow above all that we ask or think. So there is a thinking dimension to the overflow, a thought above all that we think. Very massive kingdom thoughts. Proverbs chapter 23 and in verse 7, the Bible said, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh, God hears and he responds to our thought. Somebody say amen. Think large. Other people were thinking of having children. Hannah was thinking of giving God a prophet. Even though she was barren and legitimately needed a child, yet he said, Lord, this is for me beyond having a child. I want you to have a prophet. There was famine in the land. Beyond the first famine that was in the days of Isaac. Genesis 26 verse 1. Famine means people are looking for what to eat. But in the days of famine, in verse 12, Isaac was looking for what to plant. And Isaac planted in that land. God said, is that how you are thinking? People are thinking of what to eat. You are thinking of what to plant. Then I move you into the overflow. In the same year, he received the hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. And let's proceed. And the man waxed great, and went forward, and grew, until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, and possession of herds, and a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. The normal person says, Lord, I'm trusting you to change my car to 2024 model of Lexus. I'm trusting you to move from Lubian to have a good 7-bedroom duplex in Asokoro. That's normal survival. To show that he has arrived, he's wealthy. The other person said, Lord, I want to pursue a contract that I want to use to buy 10 evangelism buses. All that I want to do is just give me the money for the buses. Lord, I am looking for money for the crusade. The church is going to Ethiopia next week and Kenya. What is the cost of these crusades? Flight and airfare and all of that. So and so amount. Lord, send me the amount. I want to give it. And God said, really? Others are thinking of what to use. You are thinking of what to release. And I can enlarge your thought further. Father, I want to buy 3 aircrafts. 1, to convey crusade crew. 2, to convey crusade team. That is a team of ushers, protocol, that's a big Airbus. 3, a cargo one to convey equipment. You don't even have a house to live in, but this is what you are telling God. And God heard it. That thought is bigger than your size. It's bigger than your budget. It's bigger than what anybody has ever dreamt of in your village. But God said, if your head is not too small to carry it, my hand is big enough to release it. And I am telling you what people have thought here. When this construction was on, somebody asked God to give him money in 8 zeros. 1, 2, 3, 8 zeros. I'm expecting so and so amount of money. If he comes to me, I will drop all of it. Pray for me, Pastor. We agreed in prayer within 8 weeks or so. What he was expecting came in 8 zeros. He dropped all of it. All. Then his life shifted. There are people who walk in that realm, and there are many more realms. Think large kingdom thoughts. Don't think survival. Don't think in terms of just ordinary survival. Don't think in terms of what you can consume just on yourself. Think beyond yourself, and you will live far beyond your size. Think large kingdom thoughts. Psalm 132 and in verse 1 to 5. David was thinking, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. I don't want to sleep until I build you a house. And God said, if that is what you want, it is done. Think large kingdom thoughts. Can I go on? Number 4. Order your resources. Order your resources. There are people who have done the first 3, but they don't know this number 4. Psalm 50 verse 23. The Bible says, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, his manner of life, I will show the salvation of the Lord. Order from man is the foundation for wonders from God. When you release order, you will see wonders. Order. Order brings intervention. Mark chapter 6, there was a need to multiply food for people. Mark chapter 6, verse 37 and 38. He answered them, that is Jesus, and said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat? He said unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say 5 and 2 fishes, 39. And he commanded them to make them all sit down by companies upon the grass. Somebody say order. And don't let them remain here haphazardly. Let them sit in companies. Order. Let there be order. Let the matter be ordered. And then 4 loaves and how many fishes multiplied. Order is the way of multiplication. If anything must multiply, order must be in place. Order is the way. If you want financial multiplication, you must release financial order. I said this and I'll stop there on this point. Disorder forbids progress. And disorder averts increase. Disorder forbids progress. Disorder averts increase. What am I talking about? the money that is coming your hand into your hand, you are not aware. What amount of money passed through my hand in the month of April that passed? You are not aware. How much did I spend of all the money that entered my hand? You are not aware. You cannot say for sure that 1,530,000 naira entered my hand. You cannot tell that 755,000 left my hand. You can't tell. No order. That is one dimension. And you know, if 1,000 naira entered your hand and you just threw it somewhere or gave it to somebody or just no record, nothing. It's not only 1,000 naira. Just send it. When that happened 1,000 times, you lost 1,000,000 without knowing. 1,000,000 passed through your hand without notice. And when God sees such level of recklessness, He won't waste resources with such a person. Because if you can't order 1,000, you won't be able to order 1,000,000,000. You see? There are those, I'm a tither. I'm a giver. Nothing is working. God says you are a waster. Let me go to another dimension of order. Order means this 100,000 that entered my hand, this is how it is going to go. 10% is tithe. So and so percentage is my free will offering. Another percentage is my priestly offering. Maybe a little tiny or an amount. Another percentage or an amount is my impact on the poor, the less privileged. Another percentage, maybe little or maybe a specific amount. I want to use it for church evangelism or projects. Maybe by the time you have finished all your percentaging, depending on your level, there are people, by the time they finish this, they have reached 50%. There are those, they are still left with 70%. And then they said, 50% out of this balance, or 30%, is reinvested for multiplication. And I'm going to come to that shortly. This 10% or 20% or this amount is for my personal family use. Or in fact, depending on what you do, you place yourself on a salary. This amount is where I remain. By the time my resources increase, I will increase my own salary as well. But for many, not so. There is no difference between what to give to people. If welfare is meant to be 5% or whatever 10%, whatever percentage, and the amount is meant to be 100,000, they are sending to him from the village for issues that will cover 5,000,000. He doesn't have it. He has to give everything he has on the ground and still go and look for money. And enter debt because he lacks order. I told somebody one day, I said, all the people sending to you from the village, by the time they finish you, and you have nothing again, they will still survive. In fact, by the time you have died, they continue their life. They will say he was a good man, but he has passed. And survivor continues. Money, that capital, no difference between the capital, no difference between the profit, no difference between anything. Anything can be spent. Money is to multiply for returns. It's using it to buy a new car. No order. Does that help anybody? I told you, have a little one. God is watching you. For the last 24 years, every CC that entered my hand every year is on record. monthly. This entered this month. This went out for tithe. This went out for free will offering. This went out for prophet's offering. This went out for project. Recorded. And the increase year by year is measurable. How will you know if God is changing your life without record? I say 24 years, it will be more. My doctor, Mr. Nature, will has all the record and has the record book. Hallelujah. Order. Just order. Number four, order your resources. I preached one of these meetings, I think it was in the event center sometime, last or 2 years. It was titled Financial Order. It can boost your understanding of what I'm preaching now, if you look for the message. It is still the same forum, Kingdom Financial Stewards, and I preached on financial order. Now, number five, avoid wastefulness. If God is going to explode you, is going to turn you into what will blow your mind, I avoid wasteful extravagance. Don't be in a hurry to show off. Don't be in a hurry to prove that you have arrived. Don't be in a hurry. John chapter 6, verse 11 to 12. He said, and Jesus took the loaves when he had given thanks. He distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. Likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather the fragments that remain. Let nothing be lost. And when they have gathered the fragments, 12 baskets were gathered from pieces of things that were on the ground. Avoid spending to impress people. Avoid spending to impress people. Avoid spending to gratify personal appetite. Avoid the game of materialism. That was the tragedy of the prodigal son. Luke chapter 15, verse 13. He went into a far country, wasted his life on riotous living, wasted. And everything just hasted out of his life. Papa Yedeko said, life is in phases and men are in sizes. Learn to accept your status per time. The money you are to spend in 10 years, the house you should live in 10 years time, don't live in it today. Accept your status per time. Allow yourself to grow gradually. There are some show-offs you do. You invite calamity. You invite enmity. You invite witchcraft. You invite all manner of things. There is a car you shouldn't be prizing at a certain realm of your life. It's a house you shouldn't be nearing. Don't near it. You might have $1 million in your account, which is equal to how much now? 1.3 billion now, right? You may have it in your account. And yet, you are asked to buy a house of 300 million, which means you still have 1 billion left. You said, not now. Not now. I went to dedicate a man's house, a man's estate. Fine, beautiful estate in a part of this town. Many years ago, about 15 years ago or so. And I saw the house was looking so beautiful. So I thought to myself, somebody who can have this kind of house must have his own house either in Metama or Sokoro or somewhere, a posh place. So I said, so where is your house? He said, he's not living in his own house yet. So where are you? He says he's living in a 3-bedroom or 2-bedroom bungalow in Karu that he's paying 120,000 naira a year. He said that is more profitable for him for now to spend just that amount to live there. so that he can still utilize the rest of the money to do more mega things. Hello? There are people who will not have near. I know a man who was renting a house in Metama about 15 or 20 years ago. The house he was renting was like 6.5 million naira per annum of that time. Of that 15 years ago or 20 years ago. And he had to pay for 2 years. He was living palatially. Courtyard, big, beautiful house. Like a yard, and the house was deceiving him. He was acting as if he was the owner of the house until rent expired. Rent expired. This is 2024. I am not sure if the man has a house that he has built. At that time in Abuja here, that 1 year's rent would buy him a land. Then, the 2 years rent can buy him a land in Wusi or somewhere at that time. No, but he had to live large. Some time back, about a year ago, I was hearing that how they were trying to look for money to build a house. He squandered his life in a hurry. Can you compare the two people now? One had money that he could build an estate. He was living in Karu. A house of 120 naira per annum. The other one doesn't have any money to build any house. Yet he had to look for money to pay 6.5 million a year for 2 years. That is 13 million. To give people, and after the rent expired, he will live without removing the house. I like us to be wise. I know of people who invited calamity to their lives by early show off of money. All of a sudden, enmity, hostility. All of a sudden, envy, jealousy. Translated into literal witchcraft. Confrontation, litigation. That will never be your portion. Avoid the game of materialism. Number 6. Continually multiply your resources. Continually. Continually multiply your resources. Endeavor to turn your harvest into your seed. I'm not talking of just seed, of seed sowing, of giving in church right now. You have already given, you have done the covenant. I am talking about turning that harvest into another seed that is bringing more harvest. Don't see your income as an end. See it as a seed. Do you understand? In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3 to 4, then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. She had one bottle of oil. He said, this bottle of oil in your hand, don't finish it. Look for containers to multiply this oil into. Look for containers to multiply this oil into. This water that you have, don't drink it up. Look for empty jars, water pots. I'm talking of wedding in Cana of Galilee. Pour it into it. Somebody say amen. This is a practical example. You did a job of 2.3 billion. You got a profit, let's say, of 1 billion, maybe. Don't see that 1 billion as something to finish. while you look for another job. You have given your tithe, you have given your offering, and done the things you are doing. The rest of that money, whether it is 800 million or 5 or whatever it is to be plowed into something else. Before the profit arrives, begin to think of where to direct it. A banker told me yesterday that if, as at the last time, he put 50 million into treasury bill and he gave him 10 million on the spot. That is per annum. That is, they give you the 10 million on the spot. Ahead of, and then they hold your money for the next 1 year. If they give you 15, if you give them 50 million and they give you 10 million on the spot, if you give them 500 million, they will give you 100 million. How many million? 100 million on the spot. If you give them 1 billion, they will give you 200 million on the spot. So let that one remain there if possible. Or if you have something more that you can do. Out of the 200 million they gave you now, you can meet one or two needs. There are people who don't pay children's school fees from raw money. They put the money in an investment and they use returns of investment to pay school fees and other things. Am I communicating at all? The other day, I knew a young man about 20-something years ago. Brilliant architect. Entered into billions. And is looking for money. Today. So I said, go and read the book. 21 Keys to Financial Overflow. If there's anybody here, you haven't read it, please go read it. It's a book I wrote. So, he said, as he read the book, he said, sir, you don't even need to pray for me. He said, there are devils that fight people, but there are some people, they are their own devil. He said, there are people, they are showing you the book on the screen. He said, I am the one. He said, it's not that money didn't come. He came plenty, billions. He ran in a hurry, built the house for his father. Did this one. Just as like insane person. Just... and show off wealth and I am big now and I have arrived. He said he didn't invest in nothing. He didn't put anything anywhere for anything to return until everything grounded to zero and the jobs are not coming anymore. All of us who survive on contract, I'd like you to know that there is a better strategy to leave. Yes, let the contract keep coming. But supposing the people you know to give you contract are not there. Supposing systems change. Or supposing they are making demands on you cannot keep. Like, do this contract and let's divide it out. Those kind of things. The big, massive monies. Before they come, put money in investments that continue to flow out, breathe out something daily or weekly. Where if mega things don't happen for you, there is an investment here that is bringing 5 million naira a day. 5 million naira a day in a month is 150 million naira. There is one here that is bringing 1 million naira. There is one here that is bringing something. And from here and here and here, they call it streams. All of a sudden, it turns into an ocean, a river. And then you can never be stranded. Your life is not at the mercy of somebody giving you a job from one office or the other. You have enough of your own resources that is bringing you things. Am I communicating at all? One man said he stopped collecting government contracts since 1999. He said because he was not able to cope with some demands. And now, it's not at the mercy of anybody. He's having his aviation business. He has, I think, 1 or 2 or 3 aircrafts doing charter business, bringing in money. He's into agriculture. And then he's into property business, where he builds house, $1 million. They have houses between $1 million and $5 million. And people rush to buy it. Because it depends on where the house is and depends on how the house looks like. Do you understand what I'm saying? And he's streaming. One man told me the other day of his property, I think somewhere in Lagos, around the Lagos Island area, where he has many flats on the floor, and an organization is coming now to pick a house like $65,000 per year. And he has plenty of it, not to buy, for rent. Do you understand what I'm saying? So ensure that you continue. Don't think that your income is an end point. Make it your seed time. Continually multiply your resources. If the only thing we achieve today is this particular wisdom, number 6, where your jubilation is not that, a billion is entering my hand, or 2 billion, but, and you are turning it over almost endlessly. You will be swimming in endless supply, and God will so bless you because you are wise, until people begin to wonder what is the secret of this man. Continually multiply your resources. Pour what you have into channels that can bring back multiplied returns. Again, pour what you have into channels that can bring back multiplied returns. Pour what you have into channels that can bring back multiplied returns. John chapter 2, verse 5 to verse 11. Pour it into what can bring back multiplied returns. You can then spend and enjoy your life from the profits of the investments and reinvestments. Right? You can spend your... If you want, you can own a private jet. Right? Because your business and all you need demands that. You can own a private jet that you are maintaining from some profit of certain investments. Because maintenance of jet, there is a part that can be equal to the price of a car. One part. Right? But one little stream of your investment is servicing the thing, is fueling it, and you're just living your life. You are not sweating for owning it. Because you have dedicated an investment to its servicing. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you just carry raw profit. Somebody was telling me about somebody who has 2 private jets, and both of them are grounded, they cannot maintain it. And I said, what happened? He said, oh no, the moment money hits his hand, he will hit the air. Plenty girlfriends inside the aircraft. And they are going to one part of the world to enjoy their life. And he will spend the money until the money finishes. And now, 2 aircrafts are grounded because they have money. He said, can you not change your lifestyle? The man said, no, that is what makes him happy. What makes you happy that makes you empty? The emptiness of happiness. Hallelujah. Finally, all right, I have 2 more. Number 7, continually multiply. Number 7, determine to follow divine directions and instructions for your life and endeavor. Divine directions and instruction. Divine direction and instruction in Psalm 23. And in verse 1, all the way to verse 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He leadeth. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. If you are to find green pastures, you must be led by the shepherd. Led. There is somewhere that has your money, but it's the shepherd that knows. He told Peter, when they came for tax, go to the Sea of Tiberias. Put your net, your hook. The first fish that comes out, open his mouth. He told Elijah, go to the brook Cherith. And there the raven will sustain you. After that, he said, when that brook closed, go to the widow of Zarephath, a widow, not a rich man, but widow. God may ask you to go into businesses or endeavors that look minimal, that look stupid, that looks like nothing can come out of. But that is where your destiny is. Widow of Zarephath, not widow of Galilee. Not widow of Nazareth. You can't say widow is widow. There is a particular location for your allocation. Say location. Allocations are location specific. Divine allocations, they are location specific. There is a specific location. What am I talking about? The way God tells a pastor, this is the ministry I'm calling you to do, this kind of ministry. And this place, this part of the world, in the same manner, God can tell a kingdom businessman, this is the business that I have ordained to give you your billions. The other streams of income can be there, but this is your major. This is where your wealth lies. This is how to go about it. God can also tell you when to pull your money out of an investment. A crash is coming. A collapse is coming. Pull off the money now. I don't have the time to talk in that regard so much. But listen, divine direction is the way to divine provision. If God will provide, He will direct. Divine direction is the way to divine provision. Divine guidance is the way to supernatural abundance. If you waited on the Lord for 3 days for business direction, it's not a waste of life. Especially if you're a kingdom businessman. Lord, I am just here to know what is your next direction for my business. What is your next direction for my endeavor? And He directs you. A businessman in Kenneth Hagin's ministry said, he has never missed it once in business. He never lost an investment. He never put money that was wasted. And they asked him, what do you do? He said, he has a room in his house. He calls the upper room a penthouse in a story building. Any business decision he's going to make, he goes in there first. Lord, should I put money here? He said, if he sees a green light, he goes ahead. If he sees a yellow light, he holds on. If he sees a red light, no go at all. By following that, he has never lost in an investment. Divine direction. I pray for somebody here, you will not miss direction another time. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Number 8, deal with integrity. Deal with integrity. Deal with integrity. Job chapter 1 and in verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Verse 3. His substance was also 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, very large household. And this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Integrity is the platform. Financial integrity is the platform for financial authority in the kingdom. Financial authority. Deal with integrity. In the world of men, they think that integrity will reduce you. They think that it will limit you. They think that it will hinder you. But integrity, financial integrity, is the platform for financial authority in the kingdom. Mind you, I didn't say financial prosperity, I say financial authority. There is a difference between somebody who has financial prosperity and somebody who is a financial authority. A financial authority is more like a man who is a commander of resources. You don't look for money. Money looks for you. It looks for you. You don't look for job. Jobs look for you. And I know what I'm talking about. I know precisely what I'm talking about. Where you are literally at a realm. One of our men said, they gave him a job of, is it 3.4 billion or 4 point something billion? And the person, an officer told him to do, is it 1 billion worth of a job or something, and bring, and then they will talk about the rest of the money or something. Just do like this. And he looked at the man and said, you don't know who you are talking to. He said, you know me. What is 3 billion? What is 4 billion? Look for any other person who can do such a deal with you. Not me. Meanwhile, the person in question said, legitimate clean jobs up to 150 billion has come his way this year so far. And we are still in May. That is, where nobody asked you for a deal. They are afraid of your face. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Lord will bring you to a point where you won't compromise to make money. Where money will look for you. In a short while from now, your testimony is the one who shall be talking like this. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud most amen. Follow. What was our number 8? Deal with integrity. Number 9. Start from where you are with what you have. Start from where you are with what you have. Prove to God what you will do when big money enters your hand by doing the right thing with the money you have now. Prove to God. Start from where you are with what you have. Genesis chapter 13. And in verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now your eyes from the place where you are. Somebody say where you are. Northward, southward, eastward, westward. Your life can turn in any direction from where you are if you will do the right thing. If I have 1 billion, I'll release 100 million for crusade. Right, God said, you don't have 1 billion now. You have 1,000 naira. Release 100 naira first. Do you understand what I'm saying? Release 100 naira first. You can't release 100 naira out of 10 naira. No, you can't release 100 naira. That's right, 100 naira out of 1,000, right? You can't release 100 naira out of 1,000. How can you release 100 million out of 1 billion? It won't work. When that 1 billion arrives, you will see need of 800 million or 9. Reason why you can't release that 100 million. So God uses the little things, the little realm you are now, to prove you when you become big. The reason why many people are not in the big places they are asking. It's because they haven't done little things. You want to buy God or buy evangelism plane. Have you bought evangelism bus or car? Or even tire of car? Or even, let me transport some people to church with, you know, when I was in the university, when I preached to people inside the taxi, I would pay their transport fare.
My secretary, somebody told him the other day. He said, what you see the pastor doing now, he didn't start today. He said, he will preach to us inside the taxi. When it was time, because there was a distance between the classrooms and the hostels, when it was time to pay, he would say, don't bother, I will pay the taxi fare. That is, you preach to them and paid it. So what happened at Kaduna recently is not by mistake. When I went to Kaduna for crusade, and then also paid for the crusade, for the venue, for over 100 buses to transport people there. Can you show us the Kaduna clip? Paid for the state, paid. Now, every dime that was used for this crusade, handbill, publicity, poster, buses that brought people, it came out of one person's pocket. If the Kaduna people spend extra money, maybe they did extra. It didn't start today. It started almost 40 years ago. When you preach to people inside the taxi, you paid their airfare inside the taxi. And I was the one. It was my peer who came to tell me that somebody said he went to school with you. And he said what the pastor is doing now, he didn't start today. He will preach to us and pay. At that time in the university, a guest minister came to preach on the campus. After I finished preaching, I followed him out. I said, excuse me, sir. Thank you so much for blessing us. Can you please follow me to this kiosk? I want to buy you Coke and snack. He just looked at me. He must have said, what is this young man looking for? He said, okay, let's go. So he followed me. I bought the Coke, bought the something. He ate. We talked. We shared. Till today, we are in touch with that man of God. Till today, he has been here before. He has seen what God is doing. And he saw it from that time. So when I started paying my tithe, almost immediately, the same amount I used to pay for tithe becomes the same amount for my prophet's offering. 20-something years ago, non-stop. I don't need encouragement to do that. Because I was passionately interested in ministering to those who minister before I started ministry. So if you cannot start the thing now. When my father in the Lord bought a jet, I think he said the ministry got a second jet or so. The first one, and I went to him and I said, I am unable to buy a jet now. But this offering, I don't know if it can buy jet tire. And I released it to him. And he looked at me. And he prayed for me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Before, if you claim that you will do big things later, start with small things now. Some people feel, oh, what difference can my little money make? God is not looking at the amount. He's looking at the heart. He's looking at the principle. This is a big church. If I give 1,000, what does it mean? No. If I do this, what? God is checking you out from the level you are before he takes you to the next level. Start with what? From where you are, with what you have. And God will lift you gradually. And finally, number 10, remain tirelessly grateful, tirelessly appreciative. As God releases increase, changes your life from level to level, be tireless in appreciation. Don't say, what is this? That was what the children of Israel said in the wilderness. Manna means, what is this? When the food fell, they said, what is this? And God said, you say, what is this? Okay, eat it for 40 years. No change of diet. Instead of saying, thank you, Lord. What shall we say unto the Lord? All we have to say is, what is this? You know how they do in the village? What is this? What is this? In John chapter 6, now close there, verse 9. In the matter of, there is a lad here which had 5 loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? This is still, what is this again? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. And the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise, of the fishes, as much as they would. When he had given thanks. And what happened? When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. So, appreciation is the fertilizer for multiplication. If your life and your resources will ever multiply, you must appreciate. It is the fertilizer for multiplication. God will make you big. He will make you large. He will step you into the overflow. But you must appreciate. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 30 and in verse 19, he said, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them and they shall not be few, and I will glorify them and they shall not be small. Don't be a grumbler. Don't be a complainer. Don't say, I was expecting this and they gave me a job of only 10. No, no, no. Father, thank you. I am grateful. Thank you for changing my life and changing my level continually. Beloved, brothers and sisters, let's go over the points. I said three decisions that you must make that will change your life. The decision to seek God and live for Him above everything else. The decision to make a definite difference in your generation. The decision to give life all it takes until you get all that it contains. And then we went to looking at walking in the overflow. You seek first the kingdom of God. Number two, walk perpetually in the covenant of supernatural supplies, the covenant of sowing, not what you do occasionally, but what you do relentlessly. Number three, think large kingdom thoughts. Don't think survival. Think large in terms of what you can do to impact your generation. Number four, order your resources. Don't, money is coming into your hands. You don't know what is coming. You don't know what is going out. What percentage is for this and what is to go here? Order your resources. Number five, avoid wastefulness. Don't be a waster. Number six, continually multiply your resources. Number seven, determine to follow divine direction. In this case, if you take 3 days fasting, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, Lord, there is a business proposal. Lord, there is an investment opportunity. Am I going into it? Lord, I'm thinking of going into this kind of business. Should I? And you wait on the Lord to watch for his peace, watch for a clarity of direction, watch for a revelation. It is not too much. Determine to follow divine direction and instruction for life and endeavor. Number eight, deal with integrity. Deal in integrity. Deal with integrity. Number nine, start from where you are with what you have. And number 10, remain tirelessly grateful. These are the things I know for today to tell you on this matter. If by tomorrow I know more, I will let you know. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. My prayer is, any Christian businessman you know, and anybody who considers himself or herself as a kingdom financial steward, please push out this message. Push out this tape. Buy the CD. Buy the message. Show them the link on the YouTube. Yourself listen to it again and again and again. In the next meeting, we are going to re-strategize in many, many ways. And our officers here will be told so that we can have thousands of people connected to this kind of insight. I think if all businessmen in all churches listen to a message like this, all people in financial endeavor listen to something like this, I think would have done our generation a great favor. All of you watching online everywhere, please push out the message. Let somebody hear and let somebody know. Would you lift your hands and lift your voice and appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords?
And Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. All the living sanctuary for you.
Lift your hands everywhere you are and say after me, say, Father, I have come before you today.
Come before you today.
With a decision.
With a decision.
To live for you.
To live for you.
Above everything else.
Above everything else.
In life.
In life.
With a decision.
With a decision.
To make a difference.
To make a difference.
In my generation.
In my generation.
More than anything else.
More than anything else.
With a decision.
With a decision.
To give life.
To give life.
All it takes.
All it takes.
Until I get.
Until I get.
All it contains.
All it contains.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, help me.
Father, help me.
To seek you first.
To seek you first.
To seek the kingdom first.
To seek the kingdom first.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Help me.
Help me.
To walk.
To walk.
Perpetually.
Perpetually.
Relentlessly,
relentlessly,
tenaciously,
tenaciously,
in the covenant,
in the covenant
of supernatural supply,
of supernatural supply,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
help me, Lord,
help me, Lord,
to think large,
to think large,
large kingdom thoughts,
large kingdom thoughts,
to think beyond,
to think beyond,
survival,
survival,
to think beyond,
to think beyond,
ordinary existence,
ordinary existence,
help me, Lord,
help me, Lord,
to order my resources,
to order my resources,
deliver me from disorder,
deliver me from
disorganization,
help me, Lord. Lord,
to avoid, wastefulness, of resources,
Help me, Lord,
to continually, multiply,
my resources,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Help me, Lord,
to
know your direction,
and
instruction, for my life, and my endeavor,
in the name of Jesus.
Help me, Lord,
to deal,
on the ground,
of integrity,
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Help me, Lord,
to start,
from where.
Where
I am.
I am.
With what?
With what?
I have.
I have.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To remain.
To remain.
Tirelessly.
Tirelessly.
Grateful.
Grateful.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
From the spell of ingratitude. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Go ahead. Open your mouth and pray. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Stretch your two hands in front of you. If there is anyone here tonight in need of surrender to Jesus, or you want to rededicate yourself to God, you want to walk more in integrity, you can actually step forward here and let me pray for you. All over the world, anywhere you are watching, you want to walk more in integrity. You want to live for God. You want to do His will. You want to fulfill His purpose for your life. You can actually walk forward here and let me pray for you. That's right. Can you move this a bit backward? Yes.
Me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, pure and holy, tried and true. Oh, with thanksgiving, I'll be your leader. Lift your voice and sing, Lord, prepare me, Lord. A sanctuary, a sanctuary. Pure and holy, pure and holy. Tried and true, tried and true. Let us be. I'll be holy.
And I please, I'd like us to see that this is also an outreach meeting, so that next time we can push the outreach dimension of it by inviting people even who don't know God or who don't have a buoyant relationship with God, so that they can come to know God. If you are here, you have done this before, but you want to rededicate yourself. You know, you have not been dealing correctly. You need forgiveness in any area of your life. You need mercy from God. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and still come forward. You take that song one more time. I know I've compromised or I've been compromising in one way or the other. And I want to make it right with God. Quickly come forward and let's receive you. I'll give you the count of 7-1. Come and rededicate your life to Jesus. Come and have an addiction broken, a lifestyle broken.
Tried and true. With a
2, 3,
I'll be your leader.
4, 5,
and
6, and 7.
And Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living, thank you.
Hallelujah. Place your hand on your chest, all of you, and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. I ask that you help me to live for you. Today it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it. And I thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you right now. I ask that the Lord will intervene in your life, cause His purpose in your life to be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, grace, help, and mercy to live for God is released upon you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. It is